Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Wisdom Seeds. org/The Wisdom of Choosing Purpose Over Popularity Why Popularity Feels Powerful When You Are Young. People want acceptance, attention, approval, recognition. Nobody enjoys rejection or feeling invisible. But chasing popularity can quietly destroy purpose. John 12 verse 43 says, "They loved human praise more than praise from God." That verse exposes a dangerous trap. Some people know what is right, but still compromise because they fear losing approval. Little by little, he became more concerned about fitting in than standing for the truth. That pressure affects countless people. Popularity often demands compromise. Laugh at sinful jokes so nobody calls you too serious. Hide convictions to avoid rejection. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." Real purpose usually requires standing apart from the crowd. Noah looked foolish building an ark before the rain came. Daniel looked strange, refusing to compromise in Babylon. David looked insignificant standing before Goliath. But purpose mattered more than public opinion. One of the biggest mistakes young people make is building identity around applause. One quarter likes, followers, attention, compliments. But human approval changes quickly. The same crowd praising Jesus on Palm Sunday shouted, "Crucify him," days later. People are unstable foundations for identity. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Am I not trying to win the approval of human beings, or of God?" That question matters deeply. A person controlled by approval eventually loses authenticity. They become whatever gains acceptance from the crowd around them. One young woman admitted she spent years pretending to enjoy things she secretly hated because she feared exclusion from her friend group. That kind of pressure creates emotional exhaustion. Purpose gives life direction. Popularity only gives temporary attention. Jeremiah was unpopular because he spoke the truth that people disliked hearing. Paul faced rejection, imprisonment, and persecution repeatedly because he refused to compromise the gospel. Jesus himself was rejected despite perfect love and truth. If Jesus faced rejection, you will too. And that is okay. Purpose often requires loneliness temporarily. A student refuses to cheat while classmates mock honesty. A young Christian stays sexually pure while culture laughs at restraint. February 4th, a worker refuses to be corrupt while others chase dishonest profit. Those moments may not feel popular, but they build strength, integrity, and peace. Matthew 7 verse 13 says, "Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction." Crowds are not always right. One musician changed his style completely to gain online attention. Fame increased, but privately, he admitted feeling empty because success came at the cost of becoming somebody he no longer respected. Popularity without purpose creates emptiness. Purpose also survives longer than attention. Trends disappear quickly. Fame fades quickly. Online attention moves to somebody new every week. But a life lived for God carries eternal value. Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." Purpose begins there. Not in applause. Not in public image. Not in chasing validation. Wise people stop asking, "Will people approve of me?" and start asking, "Am I becoming who God created me to be?" That question changes everything. Because purpose may not always make you popular. But purpose will keep your life meaningful long after applause disappears. Thank you for listening to the message. March 4th, don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast April 4th.